Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you so much. He wants to make a change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful anointing services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. Now we're here on radio, like we always be, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's out there, in not only incarcerated in jails and prisons, but to those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know what sweet Jesus can do, how that he can change lives. Praise God. Our message, amen, is talking about doing what is right. It's time to do the right thing. Praise the Lord. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this powerful message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. It's time to do the right thing. It's time to turn from sin. It's time to repent. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin. It's time to start living for Jesus. If you want to make heaven your home, amen. If you want to escape a burning hell, it's time to make a change. There's no need to wait till you be looking at death in the eye and then say, Lord, forgive me, because that'll be too late. But I'm here. That's why I buy time on radio. That's why we get into the jails and prisons, to try to warn you, try to help you, that you might be able to make changes in your life while you're living. Because this is the dressing up room. Now's the time to get yourself right. While you're living your life, while you're waking up in the morning, to start your day. Now's the time to get yourself right with God. Those of you in the free world, while you got your health and strength, now is the time for you to turn from sin and to pray. No need to wait until you look at death in the eye. Then you try to repent. That's so sad for people to do that. And the devil fool people like that. They do. And then they look at the thief on the cross and use that for an excuse. But the Lord do not want you to wait till you be looking at death in the eye to repent and to pray. But you need to pray while you got your health and strength, while you living, while you going through, while you in the prime of life. Now is the time to seek the Lord and to serve the Lord. Live for Jesus. To turn from sin. Don't give the devil all your time serving the devil. Amen. Using drugs. On alcohol. In different relationships. Got, amen, children, amen, over there. No babies over there. But what you need to do is to repent and turn from sin and get your life on the right track and live a life to please the Lord. Live your life to please God, because we're going to reap what we sow. Yes, we are. We're going to reap what we sow. So if you want a good, amen, reward, you need to start sowing good seeds. Amen. You need to start sowing good seeds. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, let's go to, amen, the book of James 4:17. What did James say?
Therefore, to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin.
Amen. And so many people have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They heard the gospel. But the Lord can do. And they still will not surrender their life to the Lord. Those who are in the free world. I'm talking to you. You have heard the gospel time and time again. You know what you need to do to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin. But yet and still, you reject him. You reject him. Don't you know that's a sin to reject the Lord? Don't you know that's a sin before God when you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's a sin. You hear me? But people, we need to repent. We need to say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Because while you're living, you can get the grace and the mercy that the Lord has to offer in the prime of life. While you got your health and strength, now's the time to seek the Lord. But so many people in the free world, as well as those you're incarcerated, instead of praying, instead of seeking the Lord, instead of turning your heart to Jesus, you're busy letting the devil use your life. Drinking, smoking, gambling, high on crack cocaine. People in different relationships got babies out of wedlock. People are stealing. So much robbery going on. Stealing. All of that. People committing homicides. You find a body over there. And a dead body over here in these cities and towns. I'm telling you, people are doing so much evil. The jails and prisons are filling up with people. But no matter how many people you arrest, how many people you put in jail, how many people the judge sent to prison in the Department of Corrections in these states of the United States, no matter how much they do that, yet and still, people still commit crime. The ones out there in the free world, they still commit crime. And to those of you that call yourselves law-abiding citizens, you may not be guilty of those crimes, but yet and still you commit sin. Yet and still you do your little dirt behind closed doors. As the Bible called iniquity, hidden sins, they're like that. But Jesus come deliver you not only from crack cocaine, nor only from alcohol, nor not only from robbing and stealing, amen, snatching a lady pocketbook or anything like that. But the Lord come to deliver you from adultery, cheating in your marriage, amen, fornication. The Lord will set you free from these things, from lying. From, amen, stealing. People steal stuff on the job. That's not good. But the Lord will deliver you from that. He will set you free. Because sin is sin. Whether what you call a big sin or a little sin, sin is sin. Jesus come to save you from your sin and make you a child of God. Fix it so you can live right. Amen. Now, I know some people don't want to think you can go to heaven being a crook. But I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven being a crook. Because in order to go to heaven, you got to be clean. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet, in St. Matthew 5 and 8? Because I'm a Bible preacher. I preach the Bible. Amen. Not what man say. I don't preach theology. I don't preach philosophy. But I preach what the Bible says.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Now, do you believe what Jesus said? Do you believe what Jesus said? Do you think you're going to heaven, amen, being a crook? When Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, in order to see God, your heart got to be pure. And Jesus Christ come to clean your heart out. And get sin out your heart so you'll be able to see God. Because no sinner can stand before the Almighty and see his beautiful face. Amen. You will see his image, but you can't see his face unless you have a pure heart. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast because I know it's a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. It's time to do right. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. The sugar diabetes, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, set them free so they can do the right thing. Lord, bless the people in the free world. Lord, let them know you come to save them from their sin so they can live right. Lord, amen. Deliver the preachers that the preachers get saved so they can live right. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise and praise. The song says, it's me again, Lord, standing in need of prayer. And the song said, come by here, Lord, come by here. Because the Lord, after the words of Elohim, said the Lord can make us free. No matter what we are bound with or what trouble we are in, the Lord is there. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer with a sincere heart. And as those behind in prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There's nothing too hard for my God to do. He is there waiting, arms wide open, waiting for you to walk in, and you called on him. And he will mold you and make you into who you need to be. Those in the free world, if you're present, what about ministry? Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more also too. And you know, the Lord can fix you and mold you to who you need to be to. The Lord, there is no secret what my God can do. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, implore you to give God a chance. They're called on the name of Jesus. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velma and myself. Lord, open up doors. We're going to more jails and prisons to spread the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. And those of you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish speaking Americans write for Spanish material. Call Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Amen. To those of you in the free world, clicking to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. Amen. Send your gifts of support to our PayPal button. Amen. Large or small. To the next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion missionary, Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.